Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
7.
Right to bear arms shall not be infringed. Not be infringed. Not be infringed. Not be infringed. Shall not be infringed. Here comes the nation's Second Amendment watchdog. Stand back, gun grabbers, and welcome to the House of Pain. Brought to you by Frog Lube. Performance made in the USA. This is Lock and Load with Bill Brady.
All right, good morning. Coming to you live from the Frog Lube Performance Made in the USA studio on a Thursday. This is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-317-6432. This portion of the show brought to you in part by AmmunitionDepot.com. 27,000 square feet, encompassing 50 million rounds of ammunition on hand at all times. 42 different calibers. Crazy sale prices. Check them out at AmmunitionDepot.com. Coming up next hour, it's going to be the latest of the NRA women. And she's sort of like exploded on the scene. I mean, one minute she wasn't there, and the next minute she's everywhere. And that, it will be Tatiana Whitlock. She's going to be joining us from Maine, of all places, which is about to become the, I believe, the seventh constitutional carry state. That'll be interesting to talk to her about everything she does. In the meantime, we currently have an active shooter once again operating at the D.C. Naval Yard. And the fact that all of the civilian law enforcement has responded once again tells you that the chain of command of all military posts have succeeded in keeping the troops or the sailors or whoever is working there, civilian employees. Nobody carries a gun on a military post. That's just the way it is, except for the MPs. And I don't know if they get to carry anything chambered nowadays, but apparently we didn't learn. And here's the thing. Like, say, a military post. Now, if some spree shooter just gets into a military post, and let's say he kills 15 people, that doesn't really impact our capability as far as defense. What it does is it creates a symbol. It is symbolic. And it gets us talking. And I don't know if you guys noticed anything or not, but, you know, while we've all been talking about the Virginia battle flag flying over the South Carolina State House, President Barack Obama got fast track on trade, handed to him by the Republicans in both sides. So the distraction got put in place. We fell for it. Some of us fell for it. I didn't fall for it. But some of us fell for it, and we looked away. And if you look at things that have happened in the recent months, it's very easy for us to look away. I see very little chatter going on right now. For example, this is July. And what is today? July the 2nd. In 13 days, guess what starts in 13 days? Jade Helm. Or has it already started? I don't even know. But, you know, Jade Helm was the talk of the town, and then it went away. And when I see that, I sit back and say, no wonder we're in the mess we're in. I'm not going to talk too much about this active shooter simply because the news is there's not very much going on right now. First of all, it bugs me to no end to look at a picture live streaming or something and see all these civilian law enforcement having to respond to a military post. You've got the best trained first responders inside a military post, and guess what? They don't get to use it themselves. And here's the thing. Here's the thing that I don't understand. We've got all of these warnings going out for the 4th of July. Be on the alert, be on the alert, be on the alert. And here we have a military post in the nation's capital. Now, I don't know. I never attended Terrorism Management 101 or the bureaucratic struggle to be king of the hill or whatever you want to call it. I would think that would be a place that you would increase, or I don't know, say your vigilance, say your preparedness. during these times when you're jacked up and all kinds of aware, it does you no good to be aware and looking around, have your head on a swivel, if you are empty-handed. I don't want to be aware. I don't want to be... I can't even speak. I don't want to be operating under a state of heightened awareness so I can see myself getting shot prior to it happening. I just don't want to do it. I'm just not going to do it. So, you know, they are saying they're not aware of any specific threats, but this is definitely eyes wide open time, and we have an active shooter happening in the D.C. Naval Yard, and I'm almost certain that, you know, there'll be we'll hear some more cries of how much more do we need and all this other stuff. How many more times must this happen? Blah, blah, blah. I don't know. How many more gun-free zones are we going to just sit back and watch people get shot like fish in a barrel? Is my question. Pretty easy question for me. Because we could give it up any time. I have noticed here in South Carolina a lot of pastors are beginning to give their parishioners permission to carry a gun. I would never ask. I'm just simply not going to ask. If something happens in there, I don't know if the not having the permission of the pastor and me stopping a spree shooting incident before the spree part of it enters into the conversation. I don't know if that has the force of law in South Carolina or not. Not concerned with it either. I am not concerned with it. I did not survive a hellacious heart attack to get popped by some guy who can't handle his medication. Or popped by some guy with a cause. Or popped by some guy that has a gripe against somebody in the congregation. That's just not happening. It's just not going to happen. But, you know, we're fresh off of the... We're still... This is an interesting time because I don't remember these kind of incidents happening and piggybacking like this before. We're still fresh and raw with the Charleston shooting. Of course, the people of Charleston are handling it extremely well. The people of the church there are handling it extremely well. It's just the outside people coming in saying something's got to be done. Something's got to be done. Name it. What do you got? If there's some law that can be made where just the mere fact that it exists stops something from happening, I'm all ears. You know, death is not even a deterrent now. The death penalty is not a deterrent to crime. I saw a study somewhere about that. Nobody's really worried about it. They got to get caught first. They have to get caught. And if you're operating in the inner city nowadays with the cops, I just heard, I was listening to the SRN as we were coming in where the New York City cops are saying everything's down. Sure it is. Sure it is. I'll believe that when I see it. I just don't happen to believe it right now. Anyway. This distresses me. I hope that the loss of life, if there has been any, is minimal. Not because I want to sit back and not because it bothers me to fight gun grabbers, but because I don't like people to die. Okay, I don't like adding to that 2.5 million people a year in the United States who die prematurely. I don't like that number continuing to go up or remaining static. I like to see it go down. We'll see who it is. We will see who it is. I mean, the Tunisian shooter turns out to be an ISIS guy, so that, you know, ISIS is working out with that. But and we'll see more ISIS stuff, I'm sure. But there'll be a lot of pulling this apart, a lot of deconstruction. We'll see where it goes. Of course, there's going to be a lot of talk about the weapon used, whatever kind of weapon that may be. If it's an AR-15, of course, they will really come out of the woodwork. Or if it's a shotgun, I guess they could say shades of Aaron Alexis. Oh, golly gee. Hey, but in the meantime, on TV land, they did pull down all reruns of The Dukes of Hazzard. So hatred as we know it in the United States is over. We'll be right back on a Thursday. This is Lock and Load. specializing in matching the customer with their needs, Georgia Optics has turned customer satisfaction into business as usual. Georgia Optics brings its 20 years of hunting retail experience and has expanded to the highest variety of hunting and gun-related merchandise under one roof. Every budget, every need. At Georgia Optics, the question isn't what you are looking for, but which one fits your needs. Check them out at GeorgiaOptics.com. Georgia Optics, the epitome of choice and satisfaction.
Tired of gun lubricants that create buildup? Well, so was I. That's why I switched to Frog Lube. Frog Lube was developed by Navy SEALs, and if it's good enough for the best, it's good enough for me. Frog Lube eliminates residue while improving accuracy. Frog Lube works in any condition. Shift to Frog Lube and feel the difference. Go to froglube.com and get yours now. That's froglube.com. It just works.
Have you ever wondered if you could make electric, light, or heat in your home for free? How about a motor that charges batteries at the same time? What if this also restores useless batteries and saves you lots of money? Come to our Renaissance Charge Conference Workshop on August 15th and 16th in Fort Lauderdale. Visit r-charge.com. That's r-charge.com for details. Or call 208-304-2954. 208-304-2954.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
It's very easy to be a criminal. All you need to burglarize a home is one simple household tool, a pair of scissors. If your home security system can be compromised by a criminal using scissors, then you're making it easy for them. Almost every home security system, even those sold by big-name companies, has a weakness: the phone line. You shell out $1,500, get locked into a long-term contract, and think you're safe. But a burglar can destroy your alarm in seconds with one snip. And when a burglar cuts your phone line, you're defenseless. SimpliSafe Home Security is the smarter choice. Built by Harvard engineers, SimpliSafe uses a wireless connection to call the cops. Scissors can't cut it, and that means your home stays safe. 24/7 professional monitoring is under $15 a month with no contract. SimpliSafe Home Security keeps you safer than the other guys for half the cost. Protect your home with the alarm you can trust. SimpliSafe. Go to SimpliSafeDefense.com now for an exclusive 10% offer. That's SimpliSafeDefense.com.
In 1 week, our car broke down, and our roof started to leak. We really needed money for repairs.
I really needed to move to a bigger apartment, but with my credit card payments and other bills, I couldn't afford the security deposit.
When over 100,000 people needed money this year, they turned to Avant.
Avant was great. They relieved a lot of financial stress.
I was approved for a personal loan through Avant. The next day, I had $4,000 in my account.
Avant can get you the personal loan you need fast. It's simple to apply, and there's no risk, because checking your rate with Avant has no effect on your FICO score. Right now, Avant will also give you a $50 Amazon.com gift card after your first installment is made on time. To check your rates risk-free and get this special offer, go to Avant.com today and enter promo code 5757 at checkout. That's www.avant.com, promo code 5757.
Loans are made by WebBank, a Utah Industrial Bank, Equal Housing Lender, and by affiliates of Avant Incorporated. California loans offered by Avant will be made under Financial Lenders License Number 603K124. Funds are generally deposited via ACH for delivery next business day if approved by 4:30 p.m. Central Time, Monday through Friday. Amazon is not a sponsor of this promotion. Other restrictions apply. See website for details.
Welcome back. Coming to you live from the Frog Lube Performance Made in the USA studio on a Thursday. This is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-317-6432. This portion of the show brought to you in part by AmmunitionDepot.com. Ammunition Depot is, they do this one thing. If it's on the website, it's in stock. That's how simple it is. With outrageous depth per caliber. If they've got it, they've got it, showing it in stock. Your main calibers, outrageous selection. Check them out at AmmunitionDepot.com. They're saying now at the D.C. Naval Yard, they are in the middle of a painstaking process of sweeping and clearing buildings and everything. So that means that's a good thing. That means that there's not a pitched gunfight going on. But we'll try to keep abreast of things as they develop. Last week, everybody said Barack Obama had a very good week. Now he's got gay marriage. It's a law of the land. Obamacare remains in play. Law of the land. All put in place by the Supreme Court. And Congress. Of course, Congress put it up there in the first place, but the gay marriage part I'm not really sure about. Now, everybody sat back and said, why, the Supreme Court is out of hand. You know, there's a process by which to rein them in the Supreme Court. They are not altogether supreme. They actually operate at the convenience of Congress. Did you know that? The Republican-controlled Congress could do, they would do very well to exercise their constitutional authority and fight back. And here's one way they could do it. There's very few powers given to the Congress that are more clearly defined and yet more rarely exercised than its power to strip the federal courts, including the Supreme Court, of jurisdiction over almost any subject matter that Congress chooses. Congress can gerrymander anything they want to and tell the Supreme Court, keep your hands off of this, you got no jurisdiction over this, and the Supreme Court has to sit back and say, okay, did you know that? It is a mystery. Why Boehner and McConnell? Well, it's not really a mystery. Like with the Obamacare thing. While they're out there grumbling about it, they actually are quite relieved because they have nothing in place. Because Obamacare was put in place, it simply can't go back to the way it was. They have to have something in place to take the handoff. This is why laws matter and elections matter. Some of the junk that gets put in play. Well, the Republican leadership has been too busy doing nothing. And they could, at any given time, Boehner and McConnell can rendezvous, get together, and take down the Supreme Court anytime, apparently. According to Article 3, Section 2 of the U.S. Constitution, which expressly states this, in all cases affecting ambassadors, other public ministers, and consuls, and those in which a state shall be party, the Supreme Court shall have original jurisdiction. In all other cases before mentioned, the Supreme Court shall have appellate jurisdiction, both as to law and fact, with such exceptions and under such regulations as the Congress shall make. And that means exactly what it says. And this has actually been exercised before in the past. Such as, if they truly objected to the Supreme Court dreaming up a constitutional right to homosexual marriage under the Equal Protection Clause, it did not have to delay a floor vote on a bill to remove that question from the High Court's purview, even while the issue was under consideration. They could have done that at any time while they were sitting there thinking about it. While all of the guys in the robes were thinking about it before they rendered a decision, they could have done, and they can do it now. They can do it anytime they want to. For some reason, right now in the Republican-controlled House and Senate, no one has scheduled such a vote. Court stripping is not some sort of an exotic legal theorem that would provoke a constitutional crisis. It has happened before. During Reconstruction, Congress revoked the court's jurisdiction from a case that the U.S. Supreme Court was even then deciding. It was the case of Ex parte McCardle. And the justices had no choice but to acknowledge that the Congress had the right to intervene. They wrote, it's quite clear, therefore, that this court cannot proceed to pronounce judgment in this case, for it has no longer jurisdiction of the appeal, and judicial duty is not less fitly performed by declining ungranted jurisdiction than in exercising firmly that which the Constitution and the laws confer. Then there was the Francis Wright case, where the court found, while the appellate power of this court extends to all cases within the judicial power of the United States, actual jurisdiction is confined with its such limits as Congress sees fit to describe what these powers shall be, and to what extent they shall be exercised are and always has been proper subjects of legislative control. Congress can slap them around. Do we know what Craig wants? We're about to run out of time, so ask him if he can hang on through the break. Otherwise, I could only give him a couple of minutes. And this is not some quaint 19th century archaism either. 1949, Justice Felix Frankfurter's opinion in the case of the National Insurance versus Tidewater Company again conceded that Congress not only has the right to refuse appellate jurisdiction, but may withdraw it once it's been conferred. Yeah, tell him to hang on, please. So instead of grimly accepting what the Supreme Court has said on the issue of marriage and accepting that the fact that the issue is settled, Congress could, by a simple majority vote, reenact, say, the Defense of Marriage Act, declared unconstitutional 2 years ago, and simultaneously strip all federal courts from any ability to challenge it. You didn't know that, did you? I didn't know that. Congress could alternatively enact legislation allowing the states to separately define what marriage is and then strip the federal judiciary and the Supreme Court of any power to overturn the state's definitions of marriage. It is not necessary to pass a new constitutional amendment for Republicans in Congress to get their presumed desired result on nearly any cultural issue, including homosexual marriage and abortion. It also, of course, the Constitution also gives the president the power to veto any congressional bill, including those described above. None of these are end-all be-alls, and none of these are last words. So, for those of you out there saying, decrying the fact that the nation is over, and that, this is where the judgment begins, and we're all going to burn in hellfire, not necessarily so, if we were to get active and make certain demands. Yeah. And yet, nobody's talking about that part of it. Nobody's talking about that part of it. Now, I know what you're saying. Well, that means they could go against the Heller decision and some of these other things. But nobody's going to do that because of the Constitution as far as the Second Amendment is concerned. That's when I was looking at this, I thought that first, and then I said, okay, let's pull that back a little bit. That's just being constitutional. In any event, we'll be right back on a Thursday. This is Lock and Load. Agency Arms, a 21st century company founded by professional weapon operators. Agency Arms takes your carrier weapon and performs a lethal transformation designed to enhance function and manipulation, civilian or professional. An Agency Arms gun is reimagined to a degree its designer could only dream about. Slide, frame, and trigger refined to a deadly edge. To order or find out more, go to agencyarms.com. Now it's out in the open. Agency Arms.
Welcome to the Brotherhood.
In a time as life situation, do you have everything you need? Dark Angel is the answer to that question. The Direct Action Response Kit has everything you need and nothing that you don't. Dark Angel removes the confusion no matter the situation. In combat or self-defense, Dark Angel Medical breaches the barrier and supplies what you need to get your teammate or loved one to the next level of medical care. To find a dealer near you, go to darkangelmedical.com. Dark Angel Medical. This is simplicity under stress.
If you're worried about your health and you're tired of the nasty side effects of harsh drugs or antibiotics, then look no further. Supernatural Silver is the answer. Supernatural Silver is a powerful immune system enhancer that can be used every day to help keep you healthy and well with none of those nasty side effects. It's extremely safe for use internally as well as topically. And Supernatural Silver is hundreds of times more effective than colloidal or ionic silver. It is perfect for use in the sinuses, eyes, ears, and on any wound or skin issue. Supernatural Silver is also extremely effective when taken orally and can help fight off bacteria, viruses, and mold that may be overwhelming your immune system. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com.
SupernaturalSilver.com.
And use the promo code SILVER2015 for 30% off of your entire order. And give yourself and your loved ones a fighting chance with Supernatural Silver.
At 30dayfoodsupply.com, two of our top priorities are providing quality food at a reasonable price and protecting your security. When you call 800-700-2184, we will never record your phone call and never ask for your personal information, like how much food you have stored or where you keep it. We'll also never store your credit card information and email address on a computer. Your email address will never be shared or sold. We'll never limit the number of boxes you can purchase. We'll never use outside packers or use relabeled food from another company. Our meals are naturally high in fiber, carbs, and protein, and everything is packed with oxygen absorbers and Mylar pouches under our direct supervision at our plant in Oregon. Oregon Trail Foods and 30dayfoodsupply.com keep prices low by buying directly from their producers in Oregon and then passing the savings on to you. Call 800-700-2184 and purchase our 30-day 90-serving emergency food supply for only $99, and $10 ships your entire order to the lower 48. Visit our website, 30dayfoodsupply.com, or call 800-700-2184. That's 30dayfoodsupply.com at 800-700-2184.
Gold is like nothing else on Earth. From the Romans through the Renaissance, from the Industrial Age to the Space Age, gold has weathered the test of time. For 6,000 years, gold has remained the ultimate store of wealth. According to the World Gold Council and the U.S. Mint, demand is at an all-time high. The stage is being set for the reemergence of gold as the common-sense alternative to a fiat paper currency that gets weaker every day. Midas Resources is proud to offer the hard-hitting report that arms you with the truth you need to protect you and your family from the Fed's plans for your hard-earned money. Don't gamble with your future. Call Midas Resources today and ask for your free copy of As Good as Gold. Call 1-800-686-2237 for the report the Fed hopes you'll never see. As Good as Gold can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. If you have ever thought about owning gold, you must read this report. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237.
Sort of making it up as we go here. Coming to you live from the Frog Loop Performance Made in the USA studio on a Thursday. This is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-317-6432. This portion of the show brought to you in part by AmmunitionDepot.com. Ammunition Depot is the place to go for some of the craziest prices you've ever seen on in-stock ammo. That's very important. If it's on the website, it's in stock. Check them out at AmmunitionDepot.com. Let's go to the phones. Craig in Pennsylvania. Yes, sir. What you got?
How you doing, Bill?
You know, this is one of these days where I did all this fine show prep, and I've got all this thought-provoking stuff happening, and, of course, now we've got another wing nut out there with a cause, and it's just scrapping me, man. I just got to be reactive today.
Yeah, you heard the news about another shooting at the D.C. Naval Yard?
Today. Have you been listening to the show up to this point, right?
Well, I just logged on about a couple minutes ago.
Okay, yeah. Yes, I have heard that. Yes, I have.
Yeah, that's shocking, sort of. But we just got back from Chicago. My wife had her 35th high school class reunion. And he met in Chicago. And you wouldn't believe all the gun-free zones they have in that general area.
Yeah, Chicago, when they were doing the run-up to the concealed carry, when they were dragged, kicking and screaming into Shall Issue, the entire state of Illinois, Chicago got a lot of carve-outs where they can have gun-free zones if they want to. And just about everybody in Chicago drank the Kool-Aid, and they popped up the signs.
Yeah, I felt really, really unsafe there. Our hotel, they had that no gun sign on it, and about every single restaurant had it on. I mean, they're just ripe for a total massacre. Somebody can just walk right in there and have a field day.
Right. Well, I mean, were you wanting to talk about the Navy Yard shooting or the way Chicago's lined up?
Oh, just the Navy Yard, if you have any more information on what went on there.
So far, it seems like there was no running gun battle, because right now they're in the investigation phase and they're trying to clear and determine that there's nobody there. Not really anything on it, really. Just shots fired. And obviously at the Washington, D.C. Naval Yard, as they're putting out all these DHS and FBI and CIA warnings about this coming weekend and the possibility for shenanigans from groups like ISIS, they did nothing special in the D.C. Naval Yard to keep something like this from happening.
They also have a nice naval museum, too. I was there, about 10 years ago. And my brother was with the Naval Reserve at the time, and he was my military escort. So I was able to go in and see that museum there. So if everybody gets the chance and they have somebody in the military, they can go inside and see that museum.
Yeah, I've never been on a naval post. I've been to an Air Force post. And that was just to fly to another Army post. But that was about as close as I ever came. But anyway. Well, thank you, sir. I appreciate it.
Okay, thank you.
Yes, sir. Anyway, in other news, Senator Leland Yee has pleaded guilty to gun running charges. Leland Yee was the California state senator who was the most... Him and Kevin DeLeon, I guess it was tied... tied on that one for the most gun grabbing guy out there. Leland Yee, he proposed legislation to propose sweeping restrictions on 3D printers. And Leland Yee was involved in a plot to start running guns into the state of California. The very guns that they actually talk about, not the guns that actually exist in California, they were going to have to import them. You know, like fully automatic weapons and RPGs and grenades. True weapons of mass destruction. Actual machine guns. Actual rocket launchers. You could make the connection here that one of the reasons that Yee did this was to make the guns that he was importing that much more expensive. But that's something to discuss for another day. A year after that arrest, word comes now that he has pled guilty to his alleged crimes. From the LA Times, former California State Senator Leland Yee pleaded guilty to one count of racketeering in federal court Wednesday, admitting that he knowingly and intentionally agreed with another person to take part in an enterprise and commit at least two offenses and affect state commerce. Yee told District Judge Charles Breyer that he admitted his guilt and knew he could face a harsh sentence, which will be handed down on October 21st, says the U.S. Attorney Susan Badger told the court that could include up to 20 years in prison, $250,000 in fines, possible restitution to the victims, asset forfeiture, and potential deportation if appropriate. Deportation? Is Leland Yee... Is he illegal? And you know, this Leland Yee, there's not a whole lot of difference between Leland Yee and State Senate President Steve Sweeney. Because Sweeney doesn't want anybody in New Jersey to have a concealed carry permit, but he's got one. Leland Yee did not think the laws applied to him. And this is really something, you know, when I get out there. And I'm not going to use the typical terminology where people get out. We have to convince lawmakers that they should abide by the same laws that we have to abide by. We got to slap them, and we need to slap them into submission. Okay? Not get out there and try to reason with them. They're especially some of the ones I know. They are so unreasonable that there is no reaching them. They need to be brought back to reality, which is that they hold a temporary job. Politicians are disposable, okay? They're disposable, and it's a great temp job. You get to wear great clothes. You get in front of a camera often. All this other stuff. Some of these guys get out there though, but they begin to believe that they're royalty. Interestingly enough, about Leland Yee as an example, which is not that interesting. I think he got reelected while he was awaiting indictment. No, he couldn't get reelected. That's right, he couldn't get reelected. He was going to try to run to be Secretary of State of California. That's right. But I think he still has a high approval rate. Pled guilty to gun running for actual true weapons of war. And has high approval rating. Only in California. You can only get that kind of thing in California. That's just the way it is. It's interesting. Oh, it's just so interesting. Coming up on the last break of this hour, when we get back, we're going to talk about... We're going to try to talk about a couple of things, a couple of facts that nobody admits about. And who is the world leader in mass shootings now? Hint, it isn't us. It is not us. So that's coming up in the next segment. In the next hour, we're going to be joined by Tatiana Whitlock. Tomorrow on the show, Agency Arms, you've heard the ad here. I'm going to be joined by Mike Parks and Randy Wisbonder, who are the guys that actually do this stuff. And there's plenty of similarities to other companies I've been associated with in the past, but they're actually the ones that do the work, unlike some others. So that's tomorrow. But we'll be right back on a Thursday. This is Lock and Load.
In 1 week, our car broke down, and our roof started to leak. We really needed money for repairs.
I really needed to move to a bigger apartment, but with my credit card payments and other bills, I couldn't afford the security deposit.
When over 100,000 people needed money this year, they turned to Avant.
Avant was great. They relieved a lot of financial stress.
I was approved for a personal loan through Avant. The next day, I had $4,000 in my account.
Avant can get you the personal loan you need fast. It's simple to apply and is no risk because checking your rate with Avant has no effect on your FICO score. Right now, Avant will also give you a $50 Amazon.com gift card after your first installment is made on time. To check your rates risk-free and get this special offer, go to Avant.com today and enter promo code 5757 at checkout. That's www.avant.com, promo code 5757. Loans are made by WebBank, Utah Industrial Bank, Equal Housing Lender, and by affiliate of Avant Incorporated. California loans offered by Avant will be made under financial lender's license number 603. K124. Funds are generally deposited via ACH for delivery next business day if approved by 4:30 p.m. Central Time Monday through Friday. Amazon is not a sponsor of this promotion. Other restrictions apply. See website for details.
So Mark and his wife came over to see my wife and me, and he began talking about the 4th of July, Independence Day, you know? And he said Guns80.com is having a really awesome special for the 4th of July. Celebrate your independence with the pistols now. The pistol kit's $4.99. That's right, $4.99. And the Hillary special is back by popular demand. You remember? 230 round mags, all that. Guns80.com. Guns80.com. Go. Guns80.com. Now. Go now.
There are hundreds of silver products on the market today, but there's nothing like the astonishing health benefits of the multi-patented One Silver Solution. Boost your immune system at a great price with our Silver Solution Liquid, starting at $12.95 a bottle. Now available in regular and extra strength. That's half the price of the leading competitors. Call 844-USE-SILVER for your free catalog, or go to OneSilverSolution.com. OneSilverSolution.com. There is only one Silver Solution.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products, most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey Guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey Guy.
Quantitative easing, unemployment at depression levels, Europe financial system falling apart, China getting out of U.S. treasuries. At the end of 2008, the time of TARP, the national debt was at $11 trillion, gold trading around $850 per ounce. Close to 2012, the national debt exceeded $16.4 trillion, gold doubled to $1,600 per ounce. The $20 trillion threshold for the national debt is inevitable. Politicians in Washington have a ferocious appetite for spending and stimulus. What's worse, a printing press to finance. 100 years ago, we had a gold standard to limit this madness, but now you have to adopt your own gold standard. Don't be fooled with paper promises. Get Midas Resources 10 Reasons to Buy Gold free by calling 800-686-2237. Understanding the gold and silver market may be the only insurance you could have to avoiding the next economic crisis. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order your free copy. Again, that's 800-686-2237.
All right, welcome back. Coming to you live from the Frog Loop Performance Made in the USA studio on a Thursday, this is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-317-6432. This portion of the show brought to you in part to... by AmmunitionDepot.com. Ammunition Depot, 42 different calibers at your disposal, 22 rifle, 20 handgun. If it's on the website, it's in stock. It's part of 50 million rounds of ammunition they keep on hand at all times with some of the craziest prices you've ever seen in your life. Check them out at AmmunitionDepot.com. There's an article out there right now, and for those of you that have not seen this article, I don't even remember where it comes from. I don't know. It's by a pilgrim named Justin King. And Justin doesn't really know what he wants to be. He doesn't know if he wants to be anti-gun or pro-gun. But he does make an interesting point while getting some of his facts wrong. Gun control is designed to stop people from killing each other. Or at least that's what we've always been told. Now, this sort of sounds like a gun controller, one of the low-info voters out there that's had some light shined upon him, to me. He starts out by saying, the U.S. government never lets a tragedy or crisis pass without attempting to find a new way to restrict the American people. So, once again, because of this church thing, we can expect a new push about gun control. And what he's lamenting here is that there's so much discussion that goes on about this from both sides that the truth gets lost in translation. And that's because of, I don't know why he thinks that. I mean, the NRA, their position is a good guy with a gun will stop a bad guy with a gun. That gets proven all the time. Go study John Lott there, Justin. Go study Gary Kleck. But he does realize one thing, and he realizes one very good thing. He realizes that gun bans have the same effect once implemented. They have no effect. He does go a little bit off track because he believes they do not create a sustained period of increased murders, nor do they reduce the rate of homicide. The gun control crowd, according to him, says it reduces violence. That's not true at all. Europe, in the U.K., the U.K. is the most violent country anywhere, developed, industrial, non-developed, non-industrial, backwards, hasn't been discovered by man yet. They're the most violent. The U.K., 2,034 violent crimes per 100,000. The United States, 412. I'm not concerned with gun murder, myself, particularly. I'm concerned with all murder. I'm concerned with all violence.
I do not want to be crowned in the middle of my head with an aluminum ball bat. As an example, I find no redeeming factors in not being shot and just being beaten or knifed or slashed or run over with a car or beaten to death with hands and fists, poisoned, you know, you name it. He gives some, his stats are, I don't know. When you get out there and you start quoting stats, like, for example, from the United Kingdom, we know that the United Kingdom cooks their books. They do it because the local high officials in law enforcement there get a bonus if their figures look good, and they've been doing it. Likewise, I don't know about Ireland. For some reason, they have a carve-out from Ireland from the rest of the UK. Australia. They mention Australia. This is what he writes about Australia. Australia enacted its gun ban in 1996. Murders have basically run flat, seeing only a small spike after the ban and then returning almost immediately to pre-ban numbers. It is currently trending down, but it is within the fluctuations exhibited in other nations. Here's the problem, though, with violent crime. Violent crime is classified as armed robbery, assault, rape, or homicide. Those are the four categories of violent crime. Now, in these categories of things happening, like if you're being assaulted or robbed with a weapon, or being raped, of course, with homicide, you're being killed. But the other three, what's to keep the other three from graduating to number four? If you have no other means, if there's no means to stop them from doing what they're doing in the first place, what's to keep them from going as far as they want to? So getting out there and relying on the best wishes of the perpetrator to not kill you if you're being raped or armed, you know, being robbed under the force of arms or being assaulted, is not really, that's not an option to me. That's not a viable option. But he does state correctly, gun control has no significant impact on murder rates. As a matter of fact, and he points out one very interesting thing. Russia has more murders with guns and fewer guns and fewer people than the United States. Russia has 21,000 murders with guns, and because of their gun law, none of these can be looked at and none of these can be said to be justifiable. Except now they've relaxed them. Now, in Russia, you can carry a firearm. A Russian citizen can carry a firearm. The only thing you can't carry and or own in Russia is a rifle. Like, say, an AR-15 or an AK-47. So the Russian government has made it very clear that their real objective is to remove rifles from civilian hands, and it's pretty simple. You would need rifles to overthrow a government. Of course, you can get a rifle with a handgun if you know what you're doing. Now, what they're finding out in Australia, as an example, it's another interesting thing that he brings up, is that fabrication means nothing to some of these guys. Everything that you need to manufacture a gun is available at the Home Depot. The materials needed to manufacture a 12-gauge shotgun, it costs about $20. Someone wanted to build a fully automatic MAC-10 style submachine gun, $60. Every electrician and plumber and handyman anywhere has the material necessary to manufacture firearms right in their shop. And those materials are not regulated at all. They're not like the chemicals needed for methamphetamine, for example. So the black market, they can't smuggle them, they'll build them. So, just an interesting little aside. Now, since the Charleston massacre, now getting into the thing about who does the most shooting where. You know, Obama made this comment, the unique mayhem that gun violence inflicts upon this nation is happens here more than anywhere else, and it's the worst anywhere in the United States. Or anywhere in the world, really. That's what he said. Except if you look at the 13 worst public mass shootings that have ever occurred. golly gee. Number one, Utøya, Norway, July 22nd, 2011. Anders Behring Breivik used a gun to kill 67 people and wound 110 others. Others were killed by bombs that Breivik detonated.
Number two, Suisse, Tunisia, last week, June 26th. Say, feeding Rezqi, a college student, used a gun to kill 39 people at a crowded tourist beach resort at the Imperial Marhaba Hotel. Number three, Port Arthur, Tasmania, Australia. April 28th and 29th, two-day shooting spree. 1996, Martin Bryant killed 35 people and wounded another 23 at a popular tourist site, the historic Port Arthur former prison colony. Only at this point do we get to one in the United States, which was the Virginia Tech massacre, Sang-Hoo Cho, 32 people at Virginia Tech. Then we're right back out of the United States again in Israel, where 29 were killed and 125 were wounded. Back to the United States, Newtown, Connecticut. You know that one. Once again, in the United States, Killeen, Texas. The Luby Cafeteria incident. San Cedro, California. Then we're back out of the United States again. Erfurt, Germany, 2002. German national killed 18 people. Scotland, the UK, 17 people killed in Dunblane. Hungerford, UK. Robert Ryan killed 16 people. I mean, and, you know, if you're, and this is just gun killings, okay? As an example, there are worse killings out there than anything else. I mean, Wu Bum Khan killed 56 people with grenades over a course of 2 days in South Korea. Shouldn't we be going into the next hour now? I hear no music happening. There it is. This is why we have an atomic clock here in the studio. We'll be right back, rolling in on hour number two. On a Thursday, this is Lock and Load.
There are many pistol holsters on the market today, but only one has set the standard for innovative tactical carry, and it's G-Code. G-Code holsters allow for a full firing grip when drawing your weapon. These holsters are American-made and built to last. Starting at under $40, check out the G-Code difference at tacticalholsters.com, the most modular holsters on the market. That's tacticalholsters.com, tacticalholsters.com. Quality is the difference.
Agency Arms, a 21st century company founded by professional weapon operators. Agency Arms takes your carry weapon and performs a lethal transformation designed to enhance function and manipulation, civilian or professional. An Agency Arms gun is reimagined to a degree its designer could only dream about. The slide, frame, and trigger refined to a deadly edge. To order or find out more, go to agencyarms.com. Now it's out in the open. Agency Arms.
Welcome to the Brotherhood.
Hi, John Huebner from Midas Resources. Are you tired of watching your hard-earned assets dwindle away? As government spending is out of hand and the Federal Reserve is creating in excess of $20 billion a week, are you tired of stockbrokers gambling away your hard-earned money? Is this market a setup for a crash greater than 1987? Too many of today's policies resemble those that led to the collapse of 1929.
This is John Huebner, and that was me in 2007. And we all know what happened when the subprime credit bubble burst. By March 2009, the dollar lost 50% of its value. The entire U.S. banking system was on the verge of collapsing. Like all financial problems of the past, is history about to repeat itself? Call me, John Huebner, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 129, before it's too late to protect yourself. Will the oncoming catastrophe take all private IRAs, 401ks with it? There is a way to protect your hard-earned assets. Call me, John Huebner, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 129.